Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The theme for today is clearly light. Light illuminates, allowing us to see what is around us. When we're children, we are afraid of the dark. We're afraid because we can't see. We don't know what's out there. We're afraid of what might be out there, and we let our imagination run away with us because we generate images in our mind that frighten us. We're afraid of the dark because we feel small and ineffectual. But then as adults, we don't think so much about that anymore because we can open our eyes and we just see. And we know that in that darkness, particularly in our own bedroom, there's nothing bad or threatening out there. But in the daytime, we open our eyes and we see. We see because we are seeing light. Light enters our eyes through the iris. It's focused by the lens on the back of our eye. That stimulates rods and cones, which are nerves that send the signal to the back of our brain. And our brain translates those signals into visual images. Now, I don't want to make this a biology lesson, so we'll just say that that's an oversimplification of what happens. But nonetheless, it does give us a sense of how light helps us to see. Light, you see, is a pretty interesting branch of physics. It answers lots of questions. Why do things appear in different colors? How does light travel so fast? Light travels at about 186,000 miles per second. At that speed, light travels from the moon to the earth, 240,000 miles in about 1.25 seconds. The sunlight that you see when you step outside took 8 minutes to traverse that 93 million miles from the sun to the earth. But light is only a small portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. If we had the right kinds of cells in our eyes, we could see electricity, or we could see radio waves. That's kind of an interesting thought. And plants take light and carbon dioxide, and they grow from that. Through a process called photosynthesis, they break down the carbon dioxide into carbon and oxygen, and they create additional cells. That's an interesting use of light as we see it. And photography literally means to write with light. A camera works a little bit like your eye. The lens in the camera focuses the image or the light rays on either a sensor or on film and exposes the film or exposes the sensor and records or writes the light. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus speaks about light. Clearly, he's not speaking about light as I just kind of explained it, but he's speaking about spiritual light, how we illuminate the world. As I said, the purpose of light is to illuminate and to expose what is present. And so the source of the light, therefore, must be exposed. You don't hide it under a basket, because if you do that, it won't expose anything. The light will be blocked. And so in our text for today, Jesus is talking about being the light of the world. It follows shortly after the Beatitudes. You remember the Beatitudes: blessed are they who mourn, blessed are they who are meek, who are pure in height, in heart, blessed are they who are peacemakers. But then in verse 11, Jesus stops talking about they and them, and changes the word that he's speaking to you. He says, blessed are you. Now he's talking to the disciples. And by extension, he's talking to us here at Emmanuel. Blessed are you, he says, when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil things against you on my account. Why are we blessed then? Why does Jesus say, blessed are you? Then he goes on to answer that question. Because you, we, Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Christians, are the light of the world. What a great compliment, you say. By golly, I'm the light of the world. That's a good thing. Jesus himself calls himself the light of the world in John chapters 8 and 9. And now he's saying, by golly, you guys are going to take my place. Now you are going to shine the light, my light, into the world. But wait a minute. That gives us a great responsibility. You see, people don't light a candle and put it under a basket. They put it on a stand so that it lights the entire room or it lights the entire area. That's what Jesus is asking us to do with our light, to shine our light in our lives into this world. He's telling the disciples and us, the folks, the rest of the world is going to be paying attention to you. You're the light of the world. The world is going to be paying attention to you, saints at Emmanuel. You need to shine that light brightly into a not so friendly and not so bright world. It's said that we remember about 10% of what we hear. And we only remember 10% of what we hear, but we remember 25% of what we see. And so I thought I would give you something to see to help you remember. As you look at this tiny candle, you might be thinking, that's a pretty small light. It's not very bright. It doesn't give enough light to really make a difference in this room. It wouldn't, if we turned all the lights out, it wouldn't help to light this world or this room very much. So how is it that you say, this light is my light? If that's my light, how can I shine that light into the world? That little light won't make any difference at all. And besides that, if I take a little light like that out into the world, might it not be snuffed out? Might the world not blow it out? Might the world not say, this light just needs to go away. I don't like its brightness. The world is really pretty big, and this light of yours is pretty small. And you might say, I give up. This is a losing battle. And you might be justified in thinking that. Our candle can easily be snuffed out. With a little bit of breath, I could blow that candle out. Our weakness of faith might say, gee, I don't have enough bright candle in me to light that in the world. The fear that we have might allow our light to be extinguished. Even our own sinfulness might block the light of that candle. But this light is not our light. This is the light of the Holy Spirit that was placed in us at our baptism. And that's why we come to worship each Sunday, so that God can make our light brighter again. That's why we come for communion, to have our sins forgiven, so that those sins that are blocking our light in the world might be taken away. But still, you might have a concern about the effectiveness of such a small light. Because what good can this one single light do in a big and dark world? Let me take you back to Christmas Eve. Do you remember how before we sang Silent Night, we turned all the lights out? And I took a candle and lit it from the Christ candle, and I brought it to the ushers, and they lit two candles from it, and then they in turn lit the first candle in each row, and then people in each row lit a candle. Do you remember that? And do you remember that in a few minutes from the time that I lit that first candle until all of the candles were burning and there was this wonderfully warm glow in this room in spite of not having any electric lights? You see, our job is to take that little candle, that little light within us, and just do the people around us. Just show what's going on around us. We're not supposed to be out there lighting the entire world. That's not our job. Our job is to show what's going on around us and to show our faith to the people who are around us. You might be saying, golly, this is a pretty difficult task. I don't think I'm up to that. And I can understand that you might say that, but Paul addresses that issue when he talks to the Corinthians in our epistle lesson for today. He says, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come to you with lofty speech or wisdom. I was with you in weakness and fear and trembling. And that would be how we might go out into the world, in weakness and fear and trembling. And I'm going to see if I can dump some light there. So when we come back to church, our light is made brighter. Paul was an experienced debater. He was experienced in Greek rhetoric. And he could have easily argued with those folks. But you see, he didn't use fancy words. He says he simply taught Christ and him crucified. And then he goes on to say something that I'm going to take a little bit of poetic justice with, a little poetic license here, because he says this, and my speech and my message were not plausible words, but in the demonstration of spirit and power. And I want you to focus on that word demonstration. Every time we go out into the world, we demonstrate our faith. Every time we go out into the world, we show the world what we believe. We show the world what kind of a person we are. We shine our light into the world. We don't convince people all the time with speeches or complicated logic, and that's what Paul is saying. I'm not coming to you with complicated logic or Greek rhetoric. I'm coming to you with simple words. I'm coming to you with simple actions that demonstrate my faith. We come into the world to shine our light with our actions, simple actions that show people what we believe. You see, God doesn't ask us to light the entire world. He just asks us to light our little corner of the world. Your actions in the world, your way of life, the things that you buy, the way that you drive, what you say about others, all of those things and more are shining your light into the world. So let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen.